defending your freedom every single day.
On the Car Arms Platinum Microphone from the GunBroker.com studios.
This is Armed American Radio's Daily Defense. Here's your host, Mark Walters.
Armed American Radio's Daily Defense. We're going to close out the week here in the GunBroker.com studios on this Car Arms Platinum Microphone with you. From the ATL with my good friend Dave Workman. Dave Workman out in beautiful Bellevue, Washington, working out of the Second Amendment Foundation and the CCRKBA offices. How the heck are you, brother?
Well, Mark, we made it through another year, so I guess we're both okay.
Can you believe, honestly, Dave, that it's, I mean, it sounds so crazy, but it is 2020, the beginning of another decade. And I was laughing about this the other day on the program. I remember going to and making plans to go down to Naples, Florida with my wife and my a couple, a friend of ours, my business partner and his wife, to celebrate the millennial. And I remember thinking, wow, I'm going to be 38 this year. And here it is. Here it is, 2020. You know, you never think you're going to make it. And here we 2020, Dave, tell me, man. It's crazy.
Well, you know, if you read back in the history of the Old West, the old gunslingers, and most of those guys were born about the middle of the 19th century, say 1849, 1850. And those who survived got into the early 20th century. Hell, Wyatt Earp died in 1929.
That's right, in L.A., that's right.
Yeah, and you know, some of those other guys lasted into the early 20th century. So I look at myself as being an old gun writer and some kind of a slinger.
A lead slinger, baby. I love
and,
it.
And you know, I'm living into another century. We both just started a new decade. We've both lived in many interesting times. I've got seven decades under my belt now, and I'm just waiting to see what's next. The thing is, I am so glad that 2019 is over with. That year for me just sucked.
Yeah, I tell you, it was from a professional standpoint. First off, let me address what you said about some of those old gunslingers. You know, it's fascinating to me. My grandfather, not my great-grandfather, but my mother's father was born in 1896. My mother's dad, I mean, it's not that long ago. It sounds like it's, wow, really?
Yeah.
But, you know, my kids and I were watching the It's a Wonderful Life, and I said, hey, you guys want to see something funny? Watch this. I went back to the cast and bios section while it was running. Those actors are all born in the, you know, 1870s. You know?
Yeah.
I mean, and of course, they're all dead now. But when you talk about the gunslingers living into the early 20th century, Wyatt Earp died in 1929. Josephine Earp, his wife, died in 1947, if I'm not mistaken.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, I mean, well into my father. I mean, this is crazy. You know, and my dad was, he was born in 39, 49. So I mean, he was 7 years old when Josephine Earp died, if it was 1947, I believe it was. I may be confused.
Yeah, my granddad, I think, was born back in 1896 or 97.
Yeah.
And, you know, the things that they saw in their lifetimes, we came in on the tail end of really a second industrial revolution. They went from watching the first manned flight at Kitty Hawk, I think,
right,
to man landing on the moon.
Yeah,
you know, you just can't compare anything to that. All I can say, and this will lead us into an opening conversation, you and I both got to see the resurgence of the Colt Python.
Oh, you are had to go
there. Better than that.
You know, let's talk. let me put an exclamation point on the previous conversation there, because you're absolutely correct. It fascinates me to know that we're in 2020. Absolutely fascinating. And I think about it in terms of, you know, the last century. I was born in the 60s. My kids were born in 2002 and 2004, respectively. So their dad, they're going to be at some point, their kids will say, God, my grandpa was born in 1962. You know, it's going to sound kind of like it does when, and it's not, the point that we're trying to make, listener, is that in this time warp continuum thing that we're in, when we talk about past history, it's not that long ago. It's not the Civil War. People think that was so long ago. It was not that long ago. And people need to remember history because it can repeat itself. Dave, let's go to that cult python for 2020. Now, you've written about this, and I just want to throw this disclaimer out. Listeners know that this is probably my favorite firearm of all time. I'm on gunbroker.com right now because I tend to look at this thing throughout the day. And as you know, Dave, the purchase of a business and some other moves and things have precluded me from buying that gun because the ones that I'm looking at are anywhere from, you know, $2,500 on up, depending on, you know, go back to the old models of the Colt Python. But the new one is going to retail. Just the box, just the Colt Python box is several $100s on GunBroker on a bid without the gun in it. Okay. So I'm just saying that this is an absolute classic. I don't know in firearms, save for the Colt 1911, I don't know that any other gun comes close to the level of classic that this is.
The Colt Single Action Army. The Model 29 Smith & Wesson 44 Magnum.
See how long it took for Dave to tell me I was wrong? You see?
Well, this is what I do for a living, Mark. You know, I do write about guns and I shoot a lot.
Tell me about that.
The Colt Single Action Army, I don't own one, and I probably never will, because I've actually found a little sturdier gun in the Ruger New Vaquero, which is literally the same dimensions, I think, because they both fit the same holsters.
Right, that's a beautiful gun.
But quite frankly, the Colt Single Action Army was a six gun that I think really set the West on its ears. Now, remember, Wild Bill Hickok carried 1851 Colt revolvers. I think they were 36 caliber. He had two of them. He always carried a pair of them. They were cap locks or cap and ball pistols. Most of the gunslingers, Pat Garrett had an 1873 Colt, and much to the detriment of Billy Bonney, but there were some Colt single action hanging around the OK Corral that day in October 1881 too. But then you get into the Model 1911, the sidearm that went with Blackjack Pershing and the cavalry down to Mexico in pursuit of Pancho Villa. It went to the First World War and helped save the world. It went to the Second World War and helped save the world a second time. And right now it's on duty in a lot of law enforcement holsters around the country, sheriffs mainly.
Sure.
And I think that the Colt Python, of course, has been called the Cadillac or the Mercedes-Benz of double action revolvers. And I can't find any argument with that. I own a Python that was made back in, I think 83. And it is just a piece of work. I won a couple of pistol matches with that gun. The double action is as smooth as silk. It is just dead bang accurate. In fact, I was with a friend of mine, David Gross. We were both on the NRA board at one time together, and they had the NRA board meeting out here in Seattle in 1997, which, again, that was a hell of a long time ago. But we went down to the gun range. I treated him to a visit to my gun range. And with my Python at 200 yards, I hit a pretty dead center, a man-sized target. And he was telling everybody about that.
Well, I'm curious, what barrel length were you shooting with? Because the Python's available.
6 inches.
6 inches, a beautiful gun. That's the quintessential Python. Before we go to a break, can I redeem myself and say the Colt Python would be the classic of all classics in the double action?
Yeah, I suppose you have to stack up the Model 29 Smith, and of course that's not my gun. I'm a 41 Magnum freak, but the Model 29 Smith, thanks to about six Clint Eastwood movies.
Yeah,
thanks to some Clint Eastwood
movies. Listen, we're getting ready to take a break. I want to go back to the Python when we come back. It's just the quintessential. When you think of the cult Python, you think of just beauty. You talk about the bluing. I want to talk about the 2020 model coming out. Has there been any changes to it? These kinds of things you wrote about.
So.
Okay, we'll go there when we come back. I'm talking with Dave Workman. He is one of my favorite people on planet Earth. He is my mom's favorite guest, and now you know why. Dave Workman out in beautiful Bellevue, Washington, will round out this week with me here on Armed American Radio's Daily Defense in the GunBroker.com studios. Don't go away. Be right back.
America was founded through the blood of hard-fighting, hard-drinking men. Men who believed in freedom and whiskey. Who laid down their lives and their fortunes, forging the bedrock of this republic, and in doing so created a new species of man, the American. Lead Slinger's Whiskey was founded by seven combat veterans who were tired of people afraid to support the Second Amendment. Together, they brought their love of American bourbon whiskey to freedom-loving, like-minded Americans. For more information and to read the story of Lead Slinger's Whiskeys and Rum, visit LeadSlingersWhiskey.com today.
The finest safes in the world are made right here in the United States of America. At Vault Pro, made in the USA still means something. Don't be fooled by companies that sell cheap foreign-made safes. Owning a gun is one of our most sacred liberties, and with that liberty comes the responsibility to protect our guns with a secure safe. But we don't stop there. At Vault Pro, we also manufacture the highest quality vault doors, storm shelters, and safe rooms. Custom built at your request, we employ high-tech CAD safe and vault door design to protect what's important to you from theft, fire, or weather. When protecting your guns, valuables, and family, invest in the best safes on the market. Vault Pro. Visit online today at VaultProUSA.com. That's VaultProUSA.com. And check out our entire line from the finest handgun safes to modular safe rooms. Vault Pro has you protected. AAR listeners, you'll never know what you might see at VaultProUSA.com. Protect what's important to you with a Vault Pro safe. Vault Pro is a veteran-owned company, strong supporter of Armed American Radio, and the Second Amendment.
From Crossbreed Holsters comes the Women's Appendix. With softer leather and smoother corners, the Women's Appendix holster was designed specifically with the female body in mind. This holster is intended for popular small firearms and has no cant, so it can be worn on the front side of the body. Featuring a crossbreed hand-molded pocket for a perfect fit, we ensure the Women's Appendix is your answer for any woman who wants to carry a small firearm in a front position. This versatile holster can be worn in the standard appendix or cross-draw fashion. Find your perfect fit today at crossbreedholsters.com.
You've helped build MyPillow into the amazing company that it is today, and now Mike Lindell, the inventor and CEO, wants to give back to you, my listeners. You can get deep discounts on all MyPillow products if you go to MyPillow.com right now and click on the new radio listener specials. Mike heard me talk about his pillows on air and joined us on Armed American Radio. I'm getting a much better night's sleep, and you can get deep discounts on MyPillows, mattresses, toppers, bed sheets, and so much more. For example, right now they're bringing back the buy one, get one offer for the MyPillows. That's right. Buy one MyPillow, get another one absolutely free. Remember, all MyPillow products come with a 60-day money-back guarantee and a 10-year warranty. Just go to MyPillow.com and click on the new radio listener specials and get deep discounts on all MyPillow products, including the buy one, get one free for the MyPillows. Enter promo code AAR or call 800-978-9358 for these great radio specials.
For the best night's sleep in the whole wide world, visit MyPillow.com.
Car, the 25th anniversary K9 and the venerable P9 in various configurations. Magnum Research, the classic Desert Eagle available in 50, 44, 357, and the new 429 DE calibers. The BFR, biggest, finest revolvers, and the Magnum Light. Auto Ordnance, the classics, Thompson, that's right, the Tommy Gun, the incredible M1 carbine, and the one and only classic 1911. Car Firearms, a family of brands standing for your family's freedom.
Celebrating 20 years in business, GunBroker.com is the world's largest online marketplace to buy and sell firearms, ammunition, and accessories. With over 1 million auctions daily, you can expect to find a limitless number of top brand names on GunBroker.com. Sellers, you can reach nearly 5 million registered users on GunBroker.com. And buyers, you can buy with confidence knowing GunBroker.com respects your privacy and is the only online marketplace offering buyer's protection. Buy or sell your next firearm on GunBroker.com today.
This upcoming segment of Armed American Radio is being sponsored by GunBroker.com, the world's largest online marketplace to buy and sell firearms, ammo, and related accessories. That's GunBroker.com. Welcome back to the show. Armed American Radio's Daily Defense in the GunBroker.com studios on the Car Arms Platinum microphone. We're going to go right smack back to Mr. Dave Workman. Dave, welcome back inside the studio with me. Let's go back to that Colt Python. I have to have one. I'm telling you that now. You know that. My listeners have known that for quite a while. I've been corresponding with a number of them that said, hey, check this out. I just bought these. Don't get jealous. And I'm constantly looking at them on GunBroker. Now, you wrote about the gun because it's coming out now again. It's the resurgence of it. Here we go. What do I need to know? What can you tell us? Have there been any changes? And this is a Colt Python. Talk about it.
Well, as anybody who has been looking at the internet the last couple of days, there are, three or four really good video reviews of that gun out there. One done by our good friend Tom Gresham. There's another one featuring a guy named Ken Hackathorn, who's a friend of mine, and he's a longtime firearms instructor and gun authority. And he was very impressed on the video with the revolver. And there's, you know, Colt even has its own video out there featuring Justin Baldini, the marketing guy. And frankly, this new Python, according to some of the early reviews of people who got to shoot it late last year and sworn to secrecy until the 1st of January, it's a little bit better built than the original Python. It's been bolstered, boosted up a little bit in certain areas. The rear sight is different, allowing for a little bit stronger top strap. There are a couple of different refinements. I understand from Justin Baldini's video that they removed about a dozen or 14 internal parts that they fixed up. They revised the internal action, but it's still just as smooth as glass. Tom Gresham told me that he had fired it, and he was impressed. And if you look at the videos, and there's some still photos out there too showing how the V-spring, the V-mainspring is still there, and I think it takes care of the trigger return now. Mm-hmm. The gun is in stainless steel, and it's a stronger steel today than it was, say, 50 years ago. It'll handle 357 magnums quite well. I know my Python, I've been told by people not to feed it a steady diet to 357 magnums. And to be honest with you, I've never had any problem with my original Python. My mine was, as I said, built back in, I think, the early 1980s. And it is just a horrendously good shooter. I mean, it's just
It is. It's like it is.
It's inaccurate.
It's like shooting the 357 in the Python in 6-inch, which I've had the privilege and the honor to do. A friend of mine in Tampa has one. We used to get it out frequently. Chambered in 357 is beautiful. It's like I liken it to slicing a really nice prime rib with a fork. I mean, it shoots like, but it feels that good. It's much like the original 1911, and the 1911s is just such the perfect grip, the perfect angle. It becomes an extension of the body. The Python is like that. Now, the original was built in 1955. Go ahead. Well, the original being built in 55, Dave, it was still chambered in 357, available in 2.5, 4, and 6, and 8, I think, even in 1955. I don't know about the 8-inch was. But it wasn't.
Now, the 8-inch one came along later, and they called that the Python Hunter. And I actually got to shoot one of those that had a scope on it.
Wow.
And holy crimey, that thing shot, too. But just to tell you how accurate these guns can be, and then we can move on to a different subject. About 30 years ago, it's the old guy adventure again. I went down, I had my family with me. We went down to a guy's hunting club about 100 miles south of my place, a guy named Corky Smith. And when we pulled into his driveway, a couple of the other guys, I was working at Fishing and Hunting News at the time, and a couple other F&H News guys had gotten there already. So we heard this shooting right away out behind his clubhouse, and we walked out. What the hell's going on, you know? And they had a, I think it was a Remington 700 in 300 Win Mag that they were shooting at this duck decoy down on a pond. And so I walked over, and I said, Corky, how far away is that? And he said, that's 225 yards. And so I said, oh, okay. And I walked back, and I happened to have my Python and a bunch of hand loads in 357 that I had put together. And I went down there, and I fired one round just to see where it would splash. And the next two rounds, I blew that rubber duck out of water.
Wow.
Now, that's with an offhand shooting.
Right.
And probably the luckiest two handgun shots I've ever made in my life. But
with a gun capable of giving you that. That is true. That's how accurate the gun is. And so let me ask you this before we change the subject. When you think of the Colt, when I think of the Colt Python, stainless is beautiful in the Python. It's you know, it's when you look at it, the vented barrel, the whole nine yards, you see it just, it's the Python. If you don't know, ladies and gentlemen, what we're talking about, simply go to gunbroker.com and pull up the Colt Python. You'll see exactly what we're talking about. But when I think of that, and the one that I've had the honor to shoot a number of times, is that royal blue finish, which is so beautiful, the unique bluing that was available only on the Python. Is that coming back out in this model in 2020, do you know?
Well, I don't know. It might, I haven't been able to get a hold of Justin at Colt to find out. I presume that they're going to be talking about that at the SHOT Show here in about 3 weeks down in Las Vegas, which, alas, I won't be able to attend because of my recent medical adventure.
We're going to miss you there, by the way. Go ahead.
Well, I appreciate that. I have a royal blue python.
Ooh, it's so beautiful.
And you want to drool all over it. You know,
well, there's something
really
the royal blue is a very unique process in that gun. So I'm going to make an offer to you on the airwaves right now. Are you ready for this? This is going to be huge. You won't hear me. This is going to be just ginormous on live radio. This is going to be huge. I will give you a crisp, brand spanking new, I mean paper cut, you so new, $100 bill every single month for the remainder of this year for that Colt Python you have. Think about that.
Mark, have you ever heard the term bite my shorts?
Hey, well, you know, it sounded like a lot, right? I mean, brand new, fresh, crisp. I'll even make them, they'll be numbered sequentially. How about that? Will that matter?
No, actually, it doesn't.
The point that
I cannot have my Colt Python.
The point that I'm trying to make is that the new gun will be retailing at $1,449 MSRP, and I promise you, it's going to be selling higher than that. When day is it coming out? Do you know? We've got 15 seconds, literally 15 seconds. You know,
well, from the video that Justin Baldini put out, some of those guns are already at the distributors, so
any
they're
going
to be available real soon,
Okay.
And I expect that the initial run is going to go fast.
It is going to go fast, okay, all right, good. Well, I'll tell you what, I can't say what I want to say now because we're out of time. We're going to come back with Dave Workman. Don't go away. Back right after this.
It's the Bill of Rights, not the Bill of Needs. I'm Alan Gottlieb, founder of the Second Amendment Foundation. When someone says, we don't need that kind of gun, remind them the Founding Fathers determined what rights our Constitution should protect. There's a world of difference between rights and needs. It is not the function of government to tell us what we need or what we don't. Certainly no one needs an assault rifle or a Saturday Night Special, or for that matter, no one needs a Corvette with a high-capacity horsepower engine capable of speeds to 150 miles per hour. But in the hands of honest, responsible individuals, we have the right of choice. We have the right to read books others don't like. We have the right to listen to any radio program we choose. We have the right to dress the way we want to. We also have the right to own firearms of our choice. So the next time someone tells you, you don't need something, tell them it's the Bill of Rights, not the Bill of Needs. Join the Second Amendment Foundation today so that this message and our Bill of Rights might live. Call 425-454-7012. That's 425-454-7012.
Celebrating 20 years in business, GunBroker.com is the world's largest online marketplace to buy and sell firearms, ammunition, and accessories. With over 1 million auctions daily, you can expect to find a limitless number of top brand names on GunBroker.com. Sellers, you can reach nearly 5 million registered users on GunBroker.com. And buyers, you can buy with confidence knowing GunBroker.com respects your privacy and is the only online marketplace offering buyer's protection. Buy or sell your next firearm on GunBroker.com today.
The finest safes in the world are made right here in the United States of America. At Vault Pro, made in the USA still means something. Don't be fooled by companies that sell cheap foreign-made safes. Owning a gun is one of our most sacred liberties, and with that liberty comes the responsibility to protect our guns with a secure safe. But we don't stop there. At Vault Pro, we also manufacture the highest quality vault doors, storm shelters, and safe rooms. Custom built at your request, we employ high-tech CAD safe and vault door design to protect what's important to you from theft, fire, or weather. When protecting your guns, valuables, and family, invest in the best safes on the market. Vault Pro. Visit online today at vaultprousa.com. That's vaultprousa.com, and check out our entire line from the finest handgun safes to modular safe rooms. Vault Pro has you protected. AAR listeners, you'll never know what you might see at vaultprousa.com. Protect what's important to you with a Vault Pro safe. Vault Pro is a veteran-owned company, strong supporter of Armed American Radio, and the Second Amendment.
Hi, it's Mark Walters, your host of Armed American Radio. If your company sells only the highest quality products and you're looking for a way to reach these listeners, you're talking to the right guy. Armed American Radio has a package available to fit every budget, from startup to the seasoned advertiser looking for that perfect way to reach this massive audience on roughly 250 stations in the top markets in the nation. We're everywhere, and the show continues to explode across the country after 10 years. Together, we can help you reach a highly engaged and extremely knowledgeable audience. To hear your brand on this huge radio program for less than you ever thought possible, and to speak directly with me, reach out to CCW Broadcast Media LLC right away at mark@armedamericanradio.org, mark@armedamericanradio.org. And together, we'll bring your brand to Armed American Radio listeners and keep this powerful voice for gun rights on the airwaves. Again, to speak directly to me, reach out to me at mark@armedamericanradio.org. That's mark@armedamericanradio.org. Defender Coffee was created by patriots for patriots. It's coffee for Americans devoted to defending the Second Amendment. It's coffee for Americans who understand that if you don't fight for your freedom, you lose it. That's why Defender Coffee donates 100% of profits to gun rights organizations that fight to defend the Second Amendment. When you drink Defender Coffee, every single cup defends your right to keep and bear arms. Visit DefenderCoffee.com today and join the coffee club while you're there. DefenderCoffee.com.
Back to Armed American Radio's Daily Defense with Mark Walters.
Armed American Radio's Daily Defense in the GunBroker.com studios. Segment 3 already flying right by on a Friday, having a fun conversation with Dave Workman about the Colt Python. Gotta have one, gonna get one, we'll figure it out, I'll let you know. But I don't think I'm going to be able to wait too much longer. I'll figure it out. I'll find somebody that will want to take that crisp $100 bill every single month for that gun, Dave. Hey, real quick, please support all of our sponsors here on Armed American Radio. And you're going to be hearing a new one coming up in just a couple days on Sunday. Bursa's with us now. We'll be talking a little bit about them. So all kinds of fun new stuff getting ready to happen in 2020 on Armed American Radio, and the, both the Daily Defense here from Gun Broker and Carr and the Crossbreed Holster Studios and that big monster cast, believe me. Let's go back to Dave Workman. Dave, welcome back. Did you want to put an exclamation point on the Python? The thing's beautiful. Hold on to that gun you have. Take it out and just polish it up every once in a while and get it out from time to time, because that's what it needs to do. It's such a beautiful work. It's a work of art.
Yeah, it really is. But, you know, all of my handguns are really working guns. I never bought a gun in my life as an investment. I bought it to shoot. And quite frankly, the Python has become really part of America. I've seen those things at gun shows, the asking price, $4,000.
Oh, yeah. Oh, you can see them higher than that. Oh, sure you can, depending on the condition of that royal blue finish. Mm-hmm. And Oh, yes, I've seen them higher than that. I've seen them well over $5,000. Crazy and worth it. I mean, it's one of those. It is an investment.
But you know, I'll be honest with you. I think Colt, you know, with the new machining that is available, CNC machining, and you know, they're not going the cheap end on this. I mean, that barrel on the new Python, right, that's a solid barrel. There's no barrel sleeve or anything, as we've seen on some other handguns, but everything is solid. It's built from stainless steel. Hopefully, somewhere over the horizon, they're going to bring one out again in improved carbon steel with that beautiful polished blue finish.
Yeah.
But honestly, I've got mine. It's going to become a family heirloom. If you feed it a steady diet of reasonably loaded 357s, I don't see that gun ever wearing out.
No. You'd have to be. I don't know what you could do
for a while. Excuse me.
No, I don't know what you'd have to do to that thing, but you can't wear that out. And by the way, it's not becoming a family heirloom. It already is.
Well,
you know, I mean, come on, that thing was an heirloom. I say that a little bit because I bought a Thompson not too long ago. It's been a few years. Time flies. But I bought a Thompson, and it was a family heirloom as soon as I pulled it out of the box. It's gorgeous.
Mm-hmm.
The TM1 model, they're just wonderful to have. You know, interestingly, one of the funnest revolvers I ever had was given to me a number of years ago by my dad. And unfortunately, I had to get rid of my traded it the set in. But it was the Dan Wesson revolver, 357s with the interchangeable barrels. I had the whole set in the can.
Oh, yeah.
And that was a beautiful gun. Absolutely gorgeous. And that thing had everything from the 2.5-inch up to the, I think it had a 10-inch barrel on it. It had five or six barrels. I forget the a 2, the 4, the 6, the 8, and the 10, I think is what it had. And it was a gorgeous gun, but I had a problem with the firing pin. I sent it back to Dan Wesson for repair, and it came back and still had the issue. So I went ahead and traded it in to somebody to a who said they'd work on it. Because I don't want to just keep it there. I actually want to use the guns. And I was having problems with, but it was a beautiful set too. And it had a gorgeous blue finish to that too. And you know, that's a line you don't hear about a lot is those Dan Wessons. The story, we'll have to tell that story someday on the show. It's pretty cool. The connection, to Smith and Wesson.
But right. Now that we've exhausted the Python thing, I'm keeping my Python in spite of what the gun laws are trying to do out here in the Pacific Northwest.
Well, you got issues out there. Why don't we talk about it?
Oh, we got issues.
It's just getting worse and worse and worse. We've spent a lot of time talking about Virginia, and I don't mean to ignore Washington. Virginia is a powder keg that could erupt of violence. Washington it's a different type of bad. Tell us what's happening.
Well, the legislature is going to open here in about 10 days. And, you know, they're already talking about gun control. We have a Democrat-dominated legislature like they do in Virginia. They are going to push every kind of gun control that they can come up with because I think they realize that someday their power is going to shift and the Republicans will be back in charge. We're going to probably get a different governor at some point who's going to be a Republican and hopefully a pro-gun guy. So right now, I think Democrats in a couple of states, Oregon, Washington, Virginia, they're going to throw everything that they can at the wall just to see what sticks.
What's left?
Well, in Washington state, they want to go after state preemption. Now, everybody that I know understands that state preemption was a genius idea, and it simply is a statute that says every gun law in the state, whichever state you're in, has to be uniform. The state legislature controls the gun legislation, not the individual counties or cities. That means that what is legal in say, Seattle, Washington, is legal in Spokane, Washington. What's legal in some other, you know, Dallas, Texas, for example, would be legal in Houston, Texas. It's all designed for uniformity to prevent law-abiding, honest gun owners from being literally entrapped by confusing and often conflicting local gun laws. And, you know, Washington was one of the first states to adopt preemption back in 1983. And a lot of other states used our law as a model for their own. I think that right now the anti-gunners would love to destroy state preemption, not only in this state but in every other state.
Well, now let me stop you for a second. It's important. I don't want to get too far ahead here. Why? Why would a Democrat, socialist, progressive, gun hater, who claims that they're not trying to abolish the Second Amendment and they respect the right to bear arms, they're just talking about gun safety, why would that person want to have a patchwork, because that's what we're talking about, is a quilt work, a patchwork of different laws, why would they want that? Why would it be okay with them that a law-abiding citizen could get ensnared simply moving from county to county to county and be prosecuted because each county law was here? Why would they want that to be the case?
Well, it's pretty easy to answer that. It's because they want to set up a system that would inherently deny as many people as possible their right to own a firearm, because you could convict them from violating one county's law, which might even be legal in their home county, but they run afoul of a law in a neighboring jurisdiction. And the way to fix that is to convict them of something so that they can't, say, have a concealed carry license, or they can't own a handgun, or they get disqualified from owning any kind of firearm. Yeah, they believe in the Second Amendment. They just don't want anybody to be able to exercise the Second Amendment. It's, and that's really what's going on here.
Well, it's funny how, you know, I asked that question facetiously. Obviously, the answer was exactly what we know to be the case. But I ask it for this reason, because it's funny to be able to point out that everything funnels right back to that infringement on the rights of law-abiding people to make it more difficult for us. I'm not going to bother carrying my gun. I don't want to get ensnared. I don't know what the laws are over there. Gosh, I got to go through three counties just to get to Academy Sports to buy wood for my smoker. I don't want to break the law. That's exactly what they're doing. Dave, when we come back, I want to continue this conversation about Washington, because it's interesting. Washington State, as you pointed out, added, and I quote you, a whopping 37,884 active concealed carry pistol licenses in 2019, bringing the total in Washington State, and this is a huge number, to 646,344 on December 31st, just 3 days ago. And that's according to data from the State Department of Licensing. When we come back, listener, we'll tell you why that means, what it means. We'll tell you exactly what it means and why it's so important with Dave Workman. Don't go away.
Car, the 25th anniversary K9 and the venerable P9 in various configurations. Magnum Research, the classic Desert Eagle available in 50, 44, 357, and the new 429 DE calibers. The BFR, biggest, finest revolvers, and the Magnum Light. Auto Ordnance, the classics, Thompson, that's right, the Tommy Gun, the incredible M1 carbine, and the one and only classic 1911. Car Firearms, a family of brands standing for your family's freedom.
The North American Arms 32 NAA Guardian Pistol, designed in partnership with Convor Ammunition. The 32 NAA fires a cartridge based on the 380 case, but necked down to hold the smaller 32 bullet. The result is a remarkable gain in ballistic performance that produces more velocity, energy, and stopping power than any conventional 32 ACP, 380 ACP, or 380 ACP plus P. The 32 NAA from North American Arms. For more information, please visit NorthAmericanArms.com. That's NorthAmericanArms.com.
It's the Bill of Rights, not the Bill of Needs. I'm Alan Gottlieb, founder of the Second Amendment Foundation. When someone says, we don't need that kind of gun, remind them the Founding Fathers determined what rights our Constitution should protect. There's a world of difference between rights and needs. It is not the function of government to tell us what we need or what we don't. Certainly no one needs an assault rifle or a Saturday Night Special, or for that matter, no one needs a Corvette with a high-capacity horsepower engine capable of speeds to 150 miles per hour. But in the hands of honest, responsible individuals, we have the right of choice. We have the right to read books others don't like. We have the right to listen to any radio program we choose. We have the right to dress the way we want to. We also have the right to own firearms of our choice. So the next time someone tells you, you don't need something, tell them, it's the Bill of Rights, not the Bill of Needs. Join the Second Amendment Foundation today so that this message and our Bill of Rights might live. Call 425-454-7012. That's 425-454-7012.
Celebrating 20 years in business, GunBroker.com is the world's largest online marketplace to buy and sell firearms, ammunition, and accessories. With over 1 million auctions daily, you can expect to find a limitless number of top brand names on GunBroker.com. Sellers, you can reach nearly 5 million registered users on GunBroker.com. And buyers, you can buy with confidence knowing GunBroker.com respects your privacy and is the only online marketplace offering buyer's protection. Buy or sell your next firearm on GunBroker.com today.
The Gun Box is the ultimate quick and accessible handgun safe, ideal for securing your firearm while not carrying on your person. Our cutting-edge technology and innovative safety features provide peace of mind while storing your handgun on a nightstand, desk, countertop, or anywhere you might need fast access. With a simple swipe of a finger, press of a custom key code, or the wave of an RFID card or fob, the Gun Box opens in seconds. Our modern design and sleek lines not only make it a great addition to any space, but is the perfect reason to bring your everyday carry gun out from hiding in the closet or the basement safe. Asking yourself, will my concealed carry weapon fit in the Gun Box? The answer is yes, as the Gun Box fits most full-size handguns with room to spare for extra magazines, a blade, and other items you carry for protection. The Gun Box was designed to be your go-to gun safe and is absolutely the best alternative for fast and reliable handgun storage. Visit us at thegunbox.com and use code AAR at checkout for 10% off any purchase of $259. Order your Gun Box today at thegunbox.com and use code AAR for 10% off.
America was founded through the blood of hard-fighting, hard-drinking men. Men who believed in freedom and whiskey. Who laid down their lives and their fortunes, forging the bedrock of this republic, and in doing so created a new species of man, the American. Leadslinger's Whiskey was founded by seven combat veterans who were tired of people afraid to support the Second Amendment. Together, they brought their love of American bourbon whiskey to freedom-loving, like-minded Americans. For more information and to read the story of Leadslinger's Whiskeys and Rum, visit LeadslingersWhiskey.com today.
The following segment of Armed American Radio is being brought to you by Defender Coffee. When you drink Defender Coffee, you're making a donation to a gun rights organization of your choice that protects and defends your freedoms. Welcome back to the show. Armed American Radio's Daily Defense in the GunBroker.com studios. Going to wind out the first week of 2020. Now, I know you're going to make a mistake and put the wrong date on something. Did you do that yet? I have once. I did it earlier today when I was meeting with someone I had to write a check to. I haven't written a check in years, but I had to do it. I even forgot how to write the check, Dave Workman. I was like, where do I put that? Was it no over 100? I forgot. But I did probably put 2019 on it. Dave, one thing I want to point out on that number we just went through on the in the previous segment, I should say, is that 646,344, that's an accurate number from the Department of Licensing in Washington State as of just 3 days ago. And here's why I think that's significant. And again, tell me if I'm wrong. Because when you look at a state like Florida that has the most concealed carry permits out there, I think they've issued over 2 million or 2.5 million since 1987. There's a lot more people in Florida than there is in Washington State, and you guys are pushing close to a million and doing it fairly rapidly. I remember when that number was below 500,000. So that's a significant part of the population, no?
Yeah, it is. It's roughly 1 in 9 or 1 in 10 adults in the state of Washington is licensed to carry a concealed handgun. And we call it a concealed pistol license in Washington for a very good reason. Back in the day when they used to be a concealed carry permit or a concealed weapons permit.
Right.
There was a famous story when I was growing up in the city of Tacoma, and I presume it's true because it was told to me by several different people, including a couple of police officers. There was this little old lady who lived down in downtown Tacoma, and they stopped her one day, and she was having some kind of a problem, I guess, and they said, what do you do? Well, she said, I'm armed. Armed with what? And she pulls out this great big butcher knife. She said, that's okay, I got a concealed weapons permit.
Oh, my gosh.
And so they call it a concealed pistol license now. And honestly, this is important for a couple of reasons. I think first and foremost, you've got 646,000 people out there who are voters. Now, we don't have a restrictive training requirement in Washington State to get a CPL because our state constitution is very clear on this. The right of the individual citizen to bear arms in defense of himself or the state shall not be impaired. Now, a training requirement, I think it could be argued legally, would amount to an impairment because it's really something like a literacy test in order to exercise a constitutional right to bear arms. And, you know, attorneys make a lot more money than I do, but I'm sure you'd find one who could put up a really good argument in court to say, hey, this is an infringement. I'm sorry, you may want to put a training requirement here, but you can't do it. Washington's also an open carry state. So I think what's going to happen when this proposal is put forth, sure, you're going to find some, and I hate to use the term, you're going to find some FUDs out there who think this is just a grand idea, but hopefully the majority of those concealed pistol license holders will advise their local legislators, hey, hands off. And that might just be the end of that. And then again, in 2020, we've got the national elections coming up. If we can mobilize those 646,000 people, and there are going to be more of them by the end of the year, to vote and vote the right way, we can take back the legislature in this state, might even get a different governor in this state and turn things around. I think it's going to be interesting to watch what happens in Virginia when they next elect their legislature, which I think it's always in an off year because of the way the Democrats have acted since they just won in November. I think with 87 counties in Virginia declaring themselves Second Amendment sanctuaries, there's going to be a major shift in Richmond the next time they have a gubernatorial election and a legislative election. I really believe that.
Well, it's hard to make predictions nowadays, isn't it, Dave?
It is.
What's your thought on that? Tell me why you feel that way.
Because you can push people only so far, and especially the American gun owner, you can push them only so far, and then they're going to wake up some morning and just hit you back with a chair. And I use the election of 1994 when Congress shifted from Democrat to Republican at the expense of about 54 members of Congress who were thrown out of office by gun owners.
That's right.
Who were incensed over the passage of the Brady Bill and then the Clinton crime bill. Brady came in 93, the Clinton crime bill in 1994. And, you know, thanks to the National Rifle Association and some other gun rights groups getting their people fired up, Congress changed, and it stayed changed, I think, for 14 years. And that lesson should not be lost on the Democrats, although at least some of them, you know, like Ralph Northam in Virginia, I think they believe that the history is going to not repeat itself. Well, sorry, you know, you're pushing people, you're penalizing them for merely wanting to exercise their constitutionally protected fundamental right. And you know what? They're not going to put up with that.
Well, they're not putting up with it. And the reason I ask you that, we just don't, it's the last segment. I wish we could stay another 2 hours. I could go down so many different roads with you. But we'll have you on next week to do that. I want to go back to your Washington State Constitution for just a moment. This is lost on a lot of people. Let me read what yours says in the state. The right of the individual citizen to bear arms in defense of himself or the state shall not be impaired. But nothing in this section shall be construed as authorized individuals or corporations to organize, maintain, or employ an armed body of men. So yours is pretty straight up. Let me read you George's in comparison. The right of the people to keep and bear arms shall not be infringed, but the General Assembly shall have power to prescribe the manner in which arms may be borne. The Georgia state constitution leaves open, unlike Washington state, it says specifically in the state right to bear arms, but the legislature can do and say whatever about how you bear arms, which can be a little dangerous. Washington state does not. Yeah, let's make a comparison here. Ironically, we have no training requirement whatsoever down here, and we're going to run out of time. We've only got about a minute. But Washington state, on the other hand, has, and therein lies the difference between who's controlling the state is where I'm going. Much better gun laws here in Georgia than compared to Washington state. You have a stronger state constitution than we do. Of course, both of us have the U.S. Constitution to rely on as well. But when you look at the blue and the red, the difference is there's a little bit of a dynamic in play there. Go ahead. You've got about 45 seconds.
Yeah, well, okay, well, gun owners in Washington state have been a lethargic bunch, but I think that's over with. And hopefully they'll get fired up because we've had these initiatives that were passed by the billionaire gun lobby in Seattle. I think there's going to be a shift.
There is.
And hopefully, we'll see it all here in 2020.
We are going to see it in 2020. It's going to be a raucous year. What's happening in Virginia, the fight you've got going on there, American gun owners are wide awake right now, and it's going to play a major role in 2020. Local elections and the presidential election. Dave Workman, thank you for everything that you do, man. I'm glad you're feeling good. Glad you had a great start to the new year. And we're going to bring Dave Workman back next week. I'll see you on the MonsterCast on Sunday. Remember, carry on, carry often, carry absolutely everywhere. Never leave your cave without your club. Enjoy the rest of your day. We'll see you on the radio.